This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Tuesday, October 9th. Cattle markets yesterday had a fairly strong day. We started out a little bit weaker, but the markets managed to reverse back up. Front month lives giving us an outside day higher, and the back months just a reversal up along with the feeders, basically just a reversal up. But after the market showing some pressure early, they managed to find a bid and the buyers stepped up. And that has kind of been the case for quite some time, where the breaks have been fairly shallow. Market just continues to grind its way higher. So after testing again the breakouts here and holding, the market seemed to be fairly well supported. Cash trade last week averaging around 110 to 111, which is steadied up one from the previous week. Dress trade around 175, that's up one from the previous week. Steer prices around 163, that was up one from the previous week. And the feeder cattle index this morning is sitting at 158.15, which is down 3 cents. Box beef values yesterday were mixed, choice down 4 cents at 203, select up 7 cents at 192. The spread is sitting at 1140, movement was 109 loads. For average dressed weights last week, 827 pounds, that was up two from the previous week, down two from a year ago. Year-to-date, federally inspected slaughter running 2.6% higher than a year ago. And year-to-date, cow slaughter up 6.9% higher than a year ago. Year-to-date, beef production up 2.9% over last year. Excuse me. One thing here to note, European Union announcing that they are considering increasing the amount of U.S. beef that they would allow for import into the bloc. So that's encouraging as well. Export sales for beef have been great, and I think that that is going to continue. It sure looks that way, as long as the dollar doesn't get completely out of control. But domestic demand has been very strong as well. We look for that to continue, especially as we head into later in the fall and into the holiday season. Rib prices are kind of leading the box beef values higher. That's starting a good month early than we typically see that. So that's usually a big market holiday market indicator. And again, it's starting strong about a month early. So that's encouraging to the beef space. October, of course, is in delivery month. It's sitting at 114. The cash trades around 110 to 111. So clearly, the feedlots are going to be holding out for higher money based on the premium of the front month futures. So I would expect that cash markets probably will stay firm this week, if not a little bit higher, just again based on the value of the board compared to what the cash is currently trading. Overall, we're looking for feeder cattle to maintain their upward momentum. Got a lot of bullish factors developing. Other than harvest being really slow in the Midwest for corn and soybeans, that could offer a little bit of delay in demand for calves. But I think that will be strong as we head into the fall. Plenty of feed around, good grazing conditions, so it would seem to me that we're going to see demand for calves be strong probably for the next month or so. We're looking for early November to be the seasonal high for feeder cattle. Live cattle should maintain their strength, I would think, until early December as packers prepare for the Christmas holiday. After that, then we'll just have to take a look and see what we get for January inventory reports and herd size, that type of thing. But I think at least for the next couple months, it would appear that the cattle market is in good shape, presuming that the stock market doesn't take too big of a hit. That would be something that certainly could pull the rug out from under the beef space. But strong domestic demand and export demand all shore up this market, despite record numbers on feed and record beef production. It's being absorbed, and the market still continues to work its way higher. If you have any questions, feel free to call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.